Welcome to Brave by Design. I am your host, Laura Khalil, and today we are announcing our Hot Girls Summer Series. Yes! If you're like me, you've probably fallen down this rabbit hole of getting lost in TikTok videos, and I have certainly gotten on this Hot Girl Summer trend, and I love it, and we're bringing it to Brave by Design. We're going to take that energy and put it into the episodes you're going to hear this summer. You will be hearing some of our best episodes to help you feel confident, develop clarity, and say hell yes to your dreams. I am so excited. So let's level set if you have not heard about the Hot Girl Summer, or let's talk about what makes a Hot Girl Summer. This has absolutely nothing to do with how old you are, what size clothes you fit into, how much Botox you've had, or what swimsuit you're wearing. No, 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 no. It is about feeling amazing exactly as you are. You don't need to lose another 5 pounds to feel amazing. You don't need to change anything about yourself. It is fully accepting yourself. It is acknowledging your gifts and talents and feeling confident to share yourself with the world. Are you with me, you guys? Are you with me? There is just nothing hotter than an empowered woman. Full stop. If I could drop the mic right now, I would drop the mic, but I'm not going to do that to your ears, okay? Because that'll make a lot of noise. So, over the next several weeks, you're going to have the opportunity to listen and learn from luminaries and changemakers that will help you cultivate the hot girl summer mindset here on Brave by Design. If you are already not subscribed and following the show, girl, what are you waiting for? Okay, hit that follow button. Go find us on Instagram. It's I Am Brave by Design. That is our handle because I want to hear from you. Okay, I want you to play along with us this summer. Now, I mentioned last week on the show that Brave by Design is undergoing some shifts. We had this great episode about pausing, this great episode about reassessing. And I will tell you what, over the course of the last week, I have heard this theme over and over and over. And so I know that there is just something in the air, so to speak, where we are feeling these really big shifts. So one of the shifts that I'm working through right now is really just getting back to the work that I love and work I haven't really, it's been there, but it's not been at the forefront. And what is that? Well, that's really helping make creative women wealthy. I mean, that's right. Helping make creative women wealthy is what I really, really love. Many of you know, especially if you listened to our very first episode, that I started my own creative consulting business back in 2013. I started that business because I was collecting what I like to call an unofficial PhD in getting laid off. Anyone need to get laid off, talk to me. I can help you. Okay. I can walk you through the steps of exactly what you need to do. I really was not cut out for the full-time world. And so I started consulting in 2013 because I was banging my head against a wall. And what I realized is that all of the traits that had penalized me as a full-time employee were actually my greatest assets as an entrepreneur and leader in my space. As a result of that, I built a multi-six-figure business consulting with companies like GE, Intel, and Twitter, running global marketing strategies and campaigns for them. And I love to help other women who are in creative spaces learn how to take that energy, take what I've learned, and do it for themselves. Now, while I was building my consulting business, I watched tons of other creative consultants really struggle to make ends meet. So I see this with consultants, I see this with agencies. This inability to find clients they love, to really get back to the work that they love doing. They're sometimes like stuck with one client they can't stand doing work they don't love. And they're like, why did I even start this business? What is this even about? So my focus is really on helping those creative women who run their business work only with clients they love, be paid well for their work, and feel really connected to their purpose, their creativity, and their higher power. That's really what I love. So my work with you is a mix of very practical boots on the ground. Here's how we do it. and of course, the mindset that you have come to know and love from Brave by Design. So for all of my creative entrepreneurial women who are listening, I have a free quiz up right now on bravebydesign.net to help you make this the most profitable year yet. And you can even book a discovery call with me and learn more about how I work with clients to help you get book solid with clients you love, even if you hate marketing and sales. Yes, if you have lots of sales avoidance, fear of sales, it seems icky, it seems gross, would you please talk to me? Because this is what I actually help you do in a totally non-gross, totally ethical way that just feels natural. So all of that information is over at bravebydesign.net. Go take a peek. Take the quiz and see how well your creative business is set up to make this your most profitable year without the overwhelm, without the stress, because we want to see you shine. Now, that's it for today's episode. We will see you next week for our first episode of the Hot Girl Summer Series. Find us on Instagram at I Am Brave by Design. Play along with me there. I've been somewhat active. We post the episodes there, but over the course of the summer, you're going to be seeing more activity from me. And I just cannot wait. I just can't wait for this summer to get kicked off, y'all. That's why we're starting now. All right, friends, have a wonderful week ahead. And I cannot wait to hear from you and have you enjoy your own hot girl summer.